This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio, Sport News.
Thank you very much, Gamachola. Let's have a look what's happening on your sports news at this time. Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis shared what she's expecting from the Socceroos of Malawi when the two COSAFA nations meet for their first international friendly in Soweto on Saturday.
They've shown their physicality. They've shown, how they've evolved. We look at them against Zambia, even in the second game, Timor was not there. So, they can play without their good players. And we're going to take nothing for granted. We know what they're going to bring. And we have prepared accordingly, but also prepared for WAFCON, because WAFCON doesn't start when WAFCON starts. I remember when we knew we were joined, we drew Sweden. All our games leading up to that was preparation for that game. We couldn't wait until time. So, we have to just play what's in front of us. And sometimes teams have to play against us for what's in front of us. They don't say if we don't have the most senior players there that it's not Banyana, it's still Banyana. So we're still taking the game, that really serious in terms of preparation, whether those players are not there. But they bring a different dynamic to the team, of course.
She continued to say that they are not going to take the game for granted, but they are going to use it to prepare for WAFCON. Now moving on into other news, Orlando Pirates have confirmed that head coach Jose Rivera will leave the club at the end of the season upon his expiry of his contract. It comes as a major blow to the club with the Spaniard, who joined the club with mixed receptions, winning 5 domestic titles since his arrival and remains in contest for the league, Nedbank Cup and the CAF Champions League for the remainder of his stay. Orlando Pirates chairman Dr. Ivan Koza said they would have liked Jose Rivera to have extended his stay, but remains grateful for his contribution to the club. Moving forward to CAF Champions League, CAF have sent official letters to Mamelodi Sundowns and Esperance Sportive de Tunis, giving them till today to respond to the complaints filed by both clubs after their game on Tuesday. The security coordinator Christian Kakawo from Namibia has already presented his reports to the disciplinary committee. Sundowns have asked CAF that all precautions should be taken seriously for the return leg, even if the game should be played at a neutral stadium or without the presence of fans due to the behavior of the away fans. CAF wants to listen to both sides before issuing a verdict today. And finally, in the world of boxing, South African boxer Smangele Hadebe is supportive about her chances of winning the World Boxing Council Silver Flyweight title against Gabriela Sanchez and Sivenati Nonchinga ahead of the title challenge this Friday. That is all from your MUT Radio Sports. Good morning.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.